This is Zara and Sammy in the morning, and time for your morning buzz on this Wednesday. So it took less than a day for Riley Green to come up with a response to those who were up in arms about his tweet about Shakira and J-Lo's performance on Sunday during the Super Bowl. In case you're not familiar with what he wrote, he said, "Great game, but can I get somebody to translate this Super Bowl halftime show so I know what they're singing about?" He went back to Twitter yesterday to clarify what he meant. He said, "To my fans and those who know me, thank you for your support. To anyone offended by my tweets saying I wanted to know what Shakira was singing about, I'm a country songwriter and I listened for the story. I said and meant nothing negative about anyone. Both are very talented women and enjoyed their performance." So Riley Green apologizing for what some fans thought was an offensive tweet. He was just trying to figure it out. Blake Shelton, never guess who he is teaming up with for a new song and video called Get Ready. And get ready for this one, because he is joining with Pitbull. Yeah, that's right. Pitbull is who Blake Shelton is teaming up with for his newest song. Get Ready was a song that Pitbull wrote years ago, but in a behind-the-scenes clip on his Instagram page, he shares the story of bringing Blake into mind when he thought about recording this song. Pitbull said, "We had a great time. One time we performed together in Oregon. The next thing you know, I'm in a trailer, and all of a sudden, dog runs up. I go to pick the dog up and ask Blake what the dog's name is. He says it's Black Betty. Well, some things start to spin in Pitbull's head. He's like, 'We got a song, Black Betty, don't we?' And he's been sitting on it since 2014. So now Pitbull and Blake Shelton are teaming up for a new song, Get Ready. There's no details yet on when the video or song will be released, but look forward to that one coming from Blake Shelton and Pitbull. That's a weird combination right there. Maddie and Tay, they announced their second album is called The Way It Feels, and it's out April 10th. It includes the songs from last year's EP, One Heart to Another, and Everywhere I'm Going, plus five brand new tracks. So Maddie and Tay, they got some new music coming out as well. That's a look at your morning buzz on this Wednesday. It's Waltz 102. The Czar and Sammy in the morning, and our water cooler question of the day today. Jack Kirby was the guy who created the Incredible Hulk. So how did he come up with the idea for the Incredible Hulk? Well, he was out and about, and he saw a woman lift a car off of a baby that was trapped underneath it.
What?
So yeah, he saw, you know, that rage and that kind of stuff that just builds up when adrenaline.
Okay,
adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
She was able to lift a car off of a baby, and he was like, "You know what happens when we're in rage? You can tear down a house," and I created a character that can tear down a house.
Nice.
I've had one of these moments.
Yeah.
One of these, like, super strength moments.
Were you saving babies?
No, it was actually my cousin that's, like, 6'3" and bigger. Mm-hmm. We were swimming, and he went down a slide head first, hit his head on the bottom of a pool, and, like, just was out.
Yeah.
I was able to, like, lift him out of the pool and, like, onto the side of the pool. Like, I don't know where that strength came from.
Nice.
But, like, you know, just find it sometimes. That's exactly how the Incredible Hulk was created. Saw a woman lifting a car off of a baby. And
okay.
Got the idea for the Incredible Hulk. That's your water cooler question of the day. It's Waltz 102. The Czar and Sammy in the morning on this Wednesday. So Valentine's Day next Friday. Maybe you're feeling a little vengeful for Valentine's Day. This zoo will actually help you out being a little vengeful on Valentine's Day. The San Antonio Zoo's running a promotion this year. They'll name a rat after your ex and feed it to a snake, all while you watch it on a live stream.
That's fantastic. I know that there's a zoo that will name, like, a cockroach after.
I think it's the same zoo, because they also have the cockroach thing. If you don't want to spend $25 for the rat, you can name a cockroach for only $5.
Yeah, name it after your ex. I think that's fantastic. I love it.
I think it's kind of funny. I bet you there's a lot of people that do this, but this is the one thing, like, this is why I hate snakes. This exact reason.
I mean, I wouldn't watch it, no. But I'd be like, "Hey, I named a rat after my ex-boyfriend for $25. Ha, ha, ha." But yeah, I wouldn't watch it get eaten by a snake.
Wouldn't that be the whole point, though? So you could watch it?
No, I just want to say, I not only donated $25 to a zoo to help them, but, like, so-and-so is named after a rat, or a rat's named after so-and-so.
Eaten by a snake.
Yeah. Like, I'll say it got eaten by a snake, but, like, I don't want to watch it, because, yeah, it creeps me out, too.
I wouldn't be able to watch
it.
That's why I remember being a little kid inside the Columbus Zoo reptile house during feeding time.
Oh no.
And that's when my fear and of snakes because they just toss a mouse in there. It's like running around and then you just see it just like being swallowed. It's like, snakes are not for me. But if you want to have a little bit of a vengeful Valentine's Day, the San Antonio Zoo running a promotion where they'll name a rat after your ex and feed it to a snake, $25. Or you can do a cockroach for $5. Would you rather do the cockroach or the snake? Which one has a better resemblance of like your ex? Would it be a rat
I'm trying to think which ex I would pick.
But you don't have to pick anyone specific, just like which one would you rather?
I have some ex-boyfriends that are more of a cockroach, and I have some ex-boyfriends that be more of a rat. I'd probably choose the rat. I could think of one in particular.
Okay.
And yeah, I wouldn't watch it get eaten though. But I'd be like, huh. That's that rat's
just
name.
Just to know
is
in your head
bleak.
That there was a rat that got eaten of the name of an ex.
I don't know if he's listening, so I can't say which ex, but
I think this is kind of cool.
Yeah. And then you're helping a zoo, too. Like, the money is going to the zoo. It's going to a good cause. Plus, it's funny.
There is going to be so many rats named after. There's going to be so many people that do this.
Absolutely.
This is going to be something that they're
I think it's fantastic.
We ran out of rats to name after people. There's a lot of bad
darn.
There's a lot of bad people.
There's a lot of bad exes.
The Czar and Sammy in the morning, 7:28 on this Wednesday morning, and this guy, a little desperate.
Okay.
That's how he's saying that he is. He's saying he's desperate.
Say, don't talk about yourself like that.
Oh, no.
Not me.
Yeah,
anyway.
Little chat there, huh?
Yeah,
All right, well, anyway, this desperate guy looking for a date for Valentine's Day, he said, you know, haven't had a lot of success on the dating apps. His friends are all in long-term relationships, getting married, having kids, moving on with their lives, and he's kind of just stuck.
Forever single.
Yeah, forever single. Now, you can't compare yourself to other people. We talked about that a little bit yesterday, but, you know, everyone wants a little companionship, especially around Valentine's Day. So this guy bought a billboard.
That's fantastic.
And he put himself on a billboard, a website that he created to go along with the billboard, looking for a girlfriend.
Okay.
Now, in the first 24 hours, over 100 people have responded to his billboard.
Nice.
Now, he said half of them are guys, but he's still flattered.
Yeah, he's still super flattered.
Because there's over 100 people that wanted to go on dates with him. So it's working out for him, I guess. No word on if he's gone on any of these dates, but he put it in a location where they say over 460,000 people are going to drive past this billboard every week. So plenty of people are seeing this billboard of this guy just, you know, looking for a girlfriend. And
I
bet you it ends up working out for him.
I bet. Can you imagine that story you tell your grandchildren someday? Be like, how did you and grandma meet? Oh, well, grandpa put up a billboard and I thought, you know, well, why not?
I mean, it is kind of a numbers game, dating, and he's got all the numbers coming to
him. You know, advertising works. You know, it's all about advertising. You advertise for a business. Why not advertise for a date?
So does that mean I have to get a billboard?
Maybe.
Would you suggest getting a billboard?
Maybe. I think it would be fun. You had a website. You just got to revamp.
Not for that.
You got to revamp
your website. It was a website
for
something completely different.
You can revamp it for like a dating website.
Don't want you to make it seem like I already had this planned and this guy beat me to the punch.
Fantastic.
Are you gonna foot the bill for the billboard?
No, definitely not.
Then I don't think we're gonna be getting a billboard. But this guy, well, I'm sure he's gonna have success. Probably gonna end up with a date for Valentine's Day if he's got over 100 people to choose from. So I guess thinking outside the box, you got to stand out in 2020 if
you're
trying to date. And stand out is exactly what this guy did. Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102, 740. A look at sports brought to you by Perry May Country Insurance and Financial, your local country financial representative. Matt Dumba scored with 2 minutes and 39 seconds remaining in overtime to lift the Minnesota Wild to a 3-2 victory over the Chicago Blackhawks. Kevin Fiala scored twice for the Wild in the victory as well. Dumba snapped a 33-game goal-scoring drought with his fourth goal of the season as the Wild won for the second time in three games. Adam Boqvist and Ali Mata scored in the third period for Chicago. Corey Crawford made 31 saves for the Blackhawks, who had won 6 of their previous 7 games. Two people with knowledge of the deal say the Boston Red Sox have agreed to send outfielder and 2018 AL MVP Mookie Betts to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Red Sox will also send away left-handed pitcher David Price in a salary dump designed to save Boston tens of millions of dollars and help them dip below the baseball's luxury tax threshold. The Dodgers are sending outfielder Alex Verdugo to the Red Sox in the deal as well. An arbitrator has denied the grievance filed by Chicago Cubs star Chris Bryant, according to the person who has read the unreleased documents of the decision. The rules, the Players Association did not prove that the team's reason for holding the third baseman in the minors to start the 2015 season were a pretext to push back his eligibility for free agency. Bryant hit .425 with 9 home runs and 40 at-bats during the 2015 spring training and was held in the minors until April 17th, one day after he would have been eligible for a full year of service time. I think the Cubs are getting the good end of the deal. They definitely held him in the minors a little bit longer than they probably should have. Michigan State football coach Mark D'Antonio has announced his retirement, ending a 13-year run in which his teams won 3 Big Ten titles, and he became the school's winningest coach. D'Antonio was also just paid $4.3 million just a couple weeks ago, but stepping down, retiring for the coach in East Lansing. Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102. Who are we talking to this morning?
Nikki.
Nikki, how you doing on this? How you doing on this Wednesday morning?
It's Wednesday, sir.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. If I can figure out what day it is, I'm gonna play that clip for you one more time. Nikki, you tell us the bleeped out word. You'll be winner. Sound good?
Sounds good. You can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for
a ride on my big green. What the? All right, Nikki. Big green what?
Tractor.
Tractor is correct, and you're a winner this morning.
There you go. Nikki, congratulations. You're getting a gift certificate to Brothers Country Supply.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Stay in the line for us, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations to Nikki from Ottawa, the winner of the Brothers Country Supply What the Bleep game. Just after 8:30, your chance to win those Mall of America tickets. Right now, some Michael Ray's Think a Little Less on Walls 102. Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102, the Czar and Sammy in the morning. Brandon from Lee's Water Systems joining us on this Wednesday. And you do like our holidays that we give you, right?
You always catch me off guard with them. What is it going to be today?
This one is Disaster Day. So the holiday of the day is Disaster Day. And we're just wondering, what kind of water disasters have you come across recently?
That's every day for me, man. Every day. So I think lately, the biggest water disaster that I've seen honestly would be yesterday. We had I can't really go into too many details because it's locally obvious, but for this client that I went out to, there was a competitor of ours that went out and put in a very large size chlorination system that they refused to service for 3 years. Yeah, no refunds, no service. They put it in, kind of really treated these people very poorly. And the good news is there's a happy ending to this. We were able to test the water, figure out that they did not need the chlorination system, and we were able to take care of them with a different style of system. But the thing is that there was at least a foot and a half of water in this little area that they had, standing water. And yeah, the equipment just failed. So I mean, it's not a gross story, but it is.
Sounds like an expensive story as well.
Yeah. So what the moral of the story is get your water tested, folks. Even if it's through Lee's Water Systems. Obviously, we have very, very high integrity. But if something seems shaky, you can always take it to a third-party lab. Always, always, always know what's in your water. Information is always free through Lee's Water Systems. However, if you'd also like to have your water tested through third-party labs, we can also tell you some good options in the area. So give us a call, 815-875-2506.
Wall to Wall Country, Walls 102. Who are we talking to this morning?
Monica.
Monica, how you doing on this Wednesday?
I'm doing okay.
All right, Monica, are you ready to play the price tag game for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Mall of America?
Sure.
All right, you just got to tell me true or false on this product's price, okay? We have the Series 5 Apple Watch. Is it $399, true or false?
True.
True is correct. Monica, you're a winner and heading to the Mall of America.
Oh, great.
Congratulations to Monica from Streeter, the winner of the 4-pack of tickets to the Mall of America this morning. Another chance tomorrow, only with the Czar and Sammy in the morning, Waltz 102. The Czar and Sammy in the morning, and I told you right around 8 o'clock that I had a shopping topic for you.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
How much does the average person spend buying stuff that is on sale every year?
No.
I know this is a weak spot for you because you can't pass up a sale.
I know. Oh, and it's so funny because I'm definitely one of those girls that I just did it the other day where I come home and I make my guy sit there and I play basically what we were doing, which is, you know, the price tag. I'd be like, guess how much this originally was and then guess how much I spent on it. It's my favorite thing. And if he's not home, I will text him.
This still just brings me back to the one day you brought in like 60 pens into the studio. And like, what do we need 60 pens for?
And like highlighters.
You're like, they were on sale.
Like, I got like 60 pens for like $1.50. Like, you can't blame me for not wanting to pass that up. And then it was the box of highlighters. Let me see. How much did it say on the box? It was 24 highlighters. And you're like, what are we going to use 24 highlighters for? I'm like, I don't know, but they were $3. So that's that. There's that. But then you ask me for a highlighter. And I'm like, not going to use a highlighter, huh?
Well, that's one of those sales that actually turns out to be good. Mm-hmm. So most people say that when they buy things on sale, they end up looking back at it. And most of the stuff they end up buying
wasn't really a good deal.
How do you feel about most of the stuff that you buy? Do you think you get good deals, or do you end up regretting it halfway?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I get tons of great deals.
So you never...
It's once in a while I will have that buyer's remorse.
Okay. So you do get it every once in a while.
Yeah, and usually the remorse comes from, like, looking at what I already own. It's like, ooh, I actually have something like that.
Well, I don't know who the average American is in this, but they say that the average American spends almost $8,000 on stuff that's on sale.
I mean, I'm not going to argue that whatsoever.
I guess if you're, like, add in everything at, like, a grocery store,
yeah.
Like, you know, you end up saving stuff that way. I guess that way, then, yes, you could probably spend up to $8,000 on stuff that was on sales. Is it? So something normally costs $100 and you buy it for $80. Are you saving $20 or still spending $80 in your mind? You're looking at the savings.
Well, especially if it's something that I knew I wanted to purchase anyway. If I'm saving $20, I was going to buy it no matter what. But the fact that I'm saving $20 on it, you know, cha-ching, sold.
Well, if you're like Sammy and can't pass up a good deal, most people, average Americans, spending about $8,000 buying stuff that's on sale.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. Walt Wall Country, Walls 102, The Czar, and Sammy in the morning. Snow in the forecast, could be seeing a couple of inches headed our way. Why not just get on planning that nice warm vacation? February going to be getting over here pretty soon, and then it's going to be spring. Just get out of here while you can. On the phone with Karen from All Points Travel. What kind of deals you got for us, Karen?
Okay, we have a great last-minute February deal. This is 6 nights. All-inclusive to the Rio Santa Fe, located in Cabo San Lucas. And for 6 nights, the cost is only $864. And this includes nonstop flights, your hotel, your airport transfers, all your meals, drinks, and tips.
And that sounds like a fantastic deal, just specifically for the fact it's 6 nights. And typically, those are over $1,000 a person.
Absolutely, and we can have you on the beach next week.
Nice. If you're looking for maybe a Valentine's Day gift or you just want to beat the snow, give Karen a call at All Points Travel, 434-4700, or visit allptstravel.com. Thanks a lot, Karen. We'll chat with you next week.
Thanks.
Walls 102, 916 with the Czar and Sam in the morning. And those barking dogs means it's time to talk about our pet of the week, Edna.
Edna, she is such a funny girl. She is a Frenchie pit bull mix, but we kind of think she might be mixed with a hyena as well. And if you meet her, you'll know exactly what we mean. She has just the funniest sounds.
She's not like one of the mean hyenas from The Lion King.
No, absolutely not.
Because I think of hyenas like that, and then think of how like mean they were in The Lion King. Not this
sweet
girl.
No, she's absolutely a character. She has the cutest ears, the cutest face. She's a beautiful brindle color, about 4 years old. Still plenty of life left in her. She loves to play. She loves to snuggle and walks great on a leash as well. She's dog friendly, kid friendly, and looking for that forever home.
Maybe you think Edna could be a perfect addition to your family. Well, you can meet her tonight.
Yes, adoption hours at Ivar tonight from 5 until 7, or on Sunday from 12 until 2. Stop by, see Edna, meet all the great dogs they have over there. If you're looking for a new best friend, maybe you don't have a date for Valentine's Day and you just want a best friend instead.
There you go. Check out Edna, our pet of the week, and all of our other pets of the week at Walls102.com and the Walls102 Facebook page. The Czar and Sammy in the morning, and our dumb criminal of the day. We're heading down to the great state of Florida.
Okay.
No surprise there.
Always.
We're going to Florida a lot here. No idea why this guy would want to leave his wife. Well, he told her Sunday that he wanted separation.
Okay.
He was ready to leave. He'd had enough. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit older. 73 and 68.
Okay.
It's the couple. Well, they were married for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
and he was not happy, so he's leaving.
Okay.
She was not happy with that. She responded by pulling out her taser and zapping him repeatedly.
Oh, no.
Taser.
Okay.
I think that's probably one of the worst ways a breakup could go.
Yeah, I mean, and who just has a taser?
68-year-old woman Pamela from Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, there you go.
That's who's carrying around a taser. He called the cops on her, and she was arrested for felony domestic battery, so she's going to find herself in a little bit of hot water.
I mean, breakups, they're no fun. Breakups can suck, but don't taser a guy just because he doesn't want to be with you.
And looks like breakups continue to not be good when you're well into your 60s.
Yeah, exactly. Can't get over it.
This is what we have to look forward to, right?
Yay.
Even the elderly struggling with dating in 2020. This 68-year-old woman was not happy when her husband told her he wanted to separate, so she tased him.
There you go. Boom.
Now, arrested for felony domestic battery and some rougher times are probably in her near future. Don't tase your significant other just when they say they want to be separated. Or else you become our dumb criminal of the day. It's Waltz 102.